Hello, everybody. I would like to thank the First Dem organizers because this opportunity to present you the research software production work done at the Gaspard Monge Computer Science Laboratory in France. The laboratory is located near Paris, at the east of Paris. It has around 150 members, where a half more or less are permanent researchers. The work done in this laboratory is around image processing, networks, real-time algorithms, combinatorics, bioinformatics, linguistics, signal processing, etc. The laboratory has an important software production in order to do this research work. I arrived to the laboratory around 20 years ago. In 2006, the direction asked me to study the implementation of services associated with the laboratory software development in order to promote the visibility of this work. Part of the work was done inside a national project called PRIME. As you can see in this publication, all the references are complete at the end of this talk. In this national project, we did publication of research software descriptions and a lot of studies around this production. More recently, I have been involved in the proposition of research software management plan templates and in the nowadays ongoing work around research software evaluation, open science infrastructures, etc. In 2006, the first issue we liked to do was to establish the list of the software produced at the laboratory. So I went to see the colleagues here and asked them what they were doing. And some were really surprised because it was not clear for them if what they were doing could be considered a production of the laboratory. It was not the case of everyone, but a lot of software was not very well identified. There were no a clear list of authors, no the dates, when was the software produced, how many versions, where it was. Some software were very well disseminated with web pages or with forms, but it was not the case again of everyone, and it was very important to establish a dissemination procedure. The laboratory had a real interest in the production of free software, but sometimes there was no license at all given with the software. And also it was very important who decides of the license and to understand the legal issues and the author rights. The laboratory also need to clarify the policies to take decisions about what was the software of the lab, how it should be licensed, disseminated, etc. Another important point is which is the value of this research production. For this, it was important to propose evolutions in research evaluation procedures. As you can see, the problems that we have found are of very different nature. Some are legal questions, some are policies, some are scientific issues. So this required different approaches to deal with these problems, but what we can say is that most of these problems are everywhere the same in any scientific field. In many laboratories they are the same. The first problem I would like to talk to you is about the definition. We started to propose this definition of a logiciel d'un laboratoire with three different